WDR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. Senators getting a classified briefing tomorrow on the unknown objects the U.S. military shot down over the weekend.
There's somewhat bipartisan reaction. We've heard from lawmakers who want to know what these objects are, right? The White House, the Pentagon, they will only go as far as to call them objects. And we've heard from lawmakers who say that is just not good enough. They're pressing the administration for answers.
ABC's Jay O'Brien. Syria has agreed to open two additional border crossings to let aid reach areas of the country affected by last week's earthquake. Deaths there and in Turkey now surpassing 37,000. The Environmental Protection Agency workers warning members of Congress that agency faces serious staffing shortages. It could slow the rollout of climate initiatives, part of the bipartisan infrastructure law and Inflation Reduction Act. The FAA looking into a December United flight that dropped to within 800 feet of the ocean after taking off from Maui. This is ABC News. They've arrested a U-Haul driver after he hit people in Brooklyn during what authorities call a violent rampage.
For about 40 minutes through six different intersections, police said the driver of the U-Haul hit pedestrians, cyclists, even a police officer, before officers were finally able to stop the box truck near the entrance to the Battery Tunnel to Manhattan. Police Commissioner Keyshawn Sewell.
The U-Haul truck stopped successfully by the NYPD, ending a violent rampage through Brooklyn. They left at least eight people injured.
The bomb squad was called to check out the truck, but inside, police sources said there was clothing, cardboard, and other items that make it seem like the driver had been living inside. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, Brooklyn.
An Oregon liquor official reportedly stepped down after allegations he and his top managers saved bottles of rare bourbon to buy for themselves. New York Times says Pappy Van Winkle Family Reserve bourbon can sell for more than $5,000 a bottle. Andy Field, ABC News.
You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary. For us to find common ground, Civic Media.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Foxconn employees at the facility in Mount Pleasant filed a federal class action lawsuit last week, alleging the company regularly shaved time off their timesheets, thus violating federal and state workers' rights laws. The suit also claims Foxconn didn't pay employees bonuses or overtime. The Foxconn Technology Group says in a statement it won't comment on the lawsuit's specifics. The plaintiffs are seeking a jury trial. Safe, affordable housing and rental units are a top priority in Governor Evers' 2023-25 budget proposal. The governor is proposing a comprehensive multi-pronged package of initiatives, including renovating existing housing, improving rental unit safety, providing legal aid for evictions, and expanding renter protections. The governor sends his budget proposal to the legislature this week. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Speaker Voss, I understand you don't have any children. Does that mean he's been possibly practicing
sex with
contraceptives?
What?
Or is he just less than a man? How do you go through the entire life, three wives later, and no chitlins?
Shooting blanks?
Perhaps.
Pull and pray.
Doubtful.
Not getting any.
Unlikely.
Unable to perform.
More likely.
Paying for it.
I hate to judge.
We don't judge here. We're the Devil's Advocate.
Listen to the Devil's Advocates live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. I wasn't reminded of Gina Beauclair.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
I was reminded of Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media. Civic Media.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition, the happier happy hour. Dom, we made it all the way to the weekend, buddy.
Good job, Crudy. Good to be with you, man.
That is, you know, each and every week, if I make it all the way to the weekend, I like to celebrate on Friday night.
Hell, with I you? Start Thursday, because I can make it through a Friday, man. Party starts Thursday.
Well, okay, but we're here on Friday, so can we celebrate today as well?
Sure, sort of course.
Sort of make it a two-day affair. 844-967-2789. Airing of the grievances. Welcome. Hell, it's encouraged. Lightly screened by Ebone, if he's paying attention. But he's paying attention. I'm teasing. Here is my grievance, Dom. These freaking spy balloons, man. They're everywhere. The headline? Breaking headline. Fighter jet shoots down object over U.S. waters. This apparently another spy balloon, Tom, over Alaska. The object, which was about the size of a small car, and I read that, a small car, like we measure things and, you know, is that like a small midsize or like a smart car? Because a smart car?
Right, renting a car, is that the small car?
You know,
because, yes, it's a small car, man. A small car. Less than 6,000 pounds.
Smaller than a Pinto.
Yeah.
The object, which was about the size of a small car, was flying at an altitude of 40,000 feet over Alaska.
Oof. Too close for comfort, man.
What did Sarah Palin used to say? When those fighter jets, well, she didn't speak Western, but she said something. When those fighter jets come ducking in over Alaska, that's pooty poot. And I could see him from my house. Do you think Sarah Palin spotted this balloon from her house? Do you think she was trying to shoot it down, Dom?
It's entirely possible.
I know over on Fox News they're going to lose their mind about this, Dom. Joe probably should have known about this and shot it down before it even took off the ground.
Washington Post reporting on this as well. Apparently, President Biden directed this strike. Pardon me. The Pentagon recommended downing the object because it was soaring at about 40,000 feet, potentially threatening civilian air traffic. It was taken down over frozen territorial waters off the coast of northeastern Alaska, north of the Arctic Circle. We're still trying to learn more from it, Kirby said. I want to stress again, we don't know what the entity, entity owns this object. There's no indication it's from a nation or an institution or an individual. Whether the object was capable of surveillance, Kirby said the United States has not ruled anything in or out. Biden was first notified of the object on Thursday night after fighter aircraft were dispatched to observe it more closely. Its speed and small size, coupled with the nighttime darkness, left military commanders with few easy options upon initial intercept. Fighter aircraft were dispatched again on Friday when it was determined the craft did not have a pilot on board. They worked really hard to try to get as much information as they could about this object, Kirby said. It was difficult for the pilots to glean a whole lot of information. A shootdown carried out by a pair of F-22 Raptors launched from Anchorage.
Do you think the pilot's call sign was Maverick?
Maverick. Goose. So another one shot down. Kirby, final thought here. We are going to remain vigilant about the skies over the United States. As I said earlier, the president takes his obligations to protect our national security interest and those of us in the safety and security of the American people is paramount. And he's always going to decide and act in a way that is commensurate with that duty.
You said duty.
So another object shot down. Number one, I did see some reporting about some previous, you don't call them UFOs anymore. They're unidentified aerial phenomena. So totally different.
I mean, I'm calling them Chinese spy balloons.
That was so, back in the day, but now it's, all official. It's unidentified aerial phenomena. That maybe they have, in the past, one of these balloons, or more than one, were misidentified as this unidentified aerial phenomena. Now, this thing shot down the size of a car. We'll have to wait and see. But a couple of thoughts. Number one, if this is from China again, after the first four, or how many, who knows how many they're letting up and out there, right? We don't know over the course of how many years this has been going on. So what happens to the relationship? I did see some headlines about, the calls, the direct line between U.S. and China is going unanswered. It's just ringing.
Man, you're acting like we just caught China cheating on us on the Ring doorbell or something. China's been getting away with it up until now, but now that we know that China's cheating on us, now we're quite hurt about it. Well, come on, man. As Joe Biden would say, come on, man. How much effort, thought, energy am I supposed to put into spy balloons? My understanding is we do know they were spy balloons. We know that they were trying to track communications. But,
spy balloons, spy planes, spy satellites. I mean, yes, nations use spying techniques on their friends and adversaries alike.
If I learned nothing else from the Trump administration, encryption apps.
Yeah.
Encryption
WhatsApp? Apps.
That's not the one I use, but...
Oh, that's not the one?
844-967-2789. I would tell you which encryption app I was on, but you don't need to know. I'm not sending you those messages.
Yeah.
844-967-2789. Let's go to Jim from Whitefish Bay, right down the road from Dom.
Hey, Jim. How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm from the neighborhood, and I'm looking out over the east, over Lake Michigan. I don't see anything yet, so... I'll report back later.
You stay vigilant, Jim. If you see those balloons, you call us right back, man.
I mean, it's a clear, beautiful sky.
Yes, it is.
Hey, I just want to be another cheerleader for civic media and state expansion. I just think that's such a wonderful thing, man. It's just so many progressives hiding out in the woods. And, there's that old business adage, don't complain, just do something. And you guys are doing it. It's the voice of reason going out over the airwaves. Thanks a lot.
Well, I appreciate you call us the voice of reason. I like to think of us as the devil's advocates. So maybe one voice of reason and Dom.
Depends on the day. Hey, Jim, thanks for calling, man. I certainly appreciate it. 844-967-2789. Let's keep going. Dick from Madison, you are next. Welcome, Dick. What do you got?
Hello, Dick.
Hi, guys. CJ, you know, this nonsense that he spews all the time. George W. Bush in 08 runs the country into the totally into the ditch. And then Obama has to clean up everything. But Trump, 25% of the debt in 4 years, you did this? And this clown sits there and talks about they are the fiscal conservatives. I just don't. Where does this happen that somebody could be so misled?
But Dick, let's not heap it all upon the direct actions of the Trump administration. A little bit of credit I will give them in this regard. During the pandemic, the rapidness with which they moved money out into small businesses with the PPP loans. Now, obviously, a lot of corruption happened.
A lot of fraud, sure.
But I don't think the fraud was being perpetrated on the government level. I think it was being perpetrated by individual bad actors, many of whom are being caught and prosecuted.
Like Robin Voss, you mean?
Well, I'm not alleging there was anything wrong with the loan. Understand, the first round of PPP, you really didn't have to prove you needed it. Just, you know,
true.
Man, the world's coming apart.
I get that.
They were just trying to keep people on payrolls. But that helped balloon that debt. A pandemic helped balloon that debt. We kept our economy from crashing, and some of that help happened under Trump. There were bipartisan plans. And then it was the Democrats that picked up that mantle when Joe Biden moved into office without the support of Republicans. But it racked up a lot of debt, dude. We shut down our whole economy.
Well, but on the other side, guys, had we not done that at all, we would have went into a total free fall collapse, in my opinion.
I don't disagree with you, Dick. Just like I wasn't.
Well, there you go.
I wasn't
so
pissed
what were you
gonna in 07, 08 when
and
we
watch it collapse.
No, I'm not suggesting we should have. I actually, if you heard me, Dick, I was commending the Trump administration in that regard for starting the ball rolling on some of the small business relief. But I didn't take any great issue under Obama when we propped up General Motors. I did take some issue when we propped up the mortgage industry, the mortgage-backed securities, the Lehman Brothers. When that happened, they jammed billions and billions of dollars. The U.S. government forced some lenders to take liquidity. Take money. We are giving you money. What? Yeah, take money. Well, of course, what do? You take money. And we haven't quite unwound from some of those policies yet.
No, when we were talking about the socialist conversation that the Republicans were discussing in their House committees last week, I brought up some of that debt still outstanding from those banks that still owe the American people, the government, billions and billions of dollars. And yet, and again, going to this very issue, I mean, this, yes, it did add to the deficit, no doubt. And did it save the economy? Yeah, probably. But that's the reaction of socialism, isn't it? That's the government printing dollars to do that. It's exactly what they claim they're against. But under their administration, they engaged in that process, rightfully so, and ballooned the debt. You know, how are you going to avoid that? But now not taking any responsibility whatsoever for any of that, just moving along? Come on.
Don't worry, Dom. We'll make it all up on Foxconn. Come back, more Devil's Advocates. Happy Friday to us all.
What is the deal with the smart car? Those things are tiny.
I'm so smart. E equals MC squared. I drive a smart car. That's not smart in my book.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows dip down to about 30 tonight under clear skies. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow. Highs level off around 49. Cloudy skies expected. Overcast skies tomorrow night. Scattered rain showers likely. Lows around 39. 1 to 3 inches of snow Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 40.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows level off around 32 tonight under clear skies. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow. Highs level off around 49. Cloudy. Scattered rain showers again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 42. Overcast skies. 3 to 5 inches of snow Wednesday night through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 43 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open, going there next at 844-967-2789. Let's get to Portland, Oregon. PT, you are up. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, man. Good.
Hey, good, good. So I have a grievance of confusion, I guess. You know, with Darrell and Kelly, it sounds like, Crute, you think Kelly is the worst candidate.
Yes.
Is that right?
Let me not confuse you. I think Dan Kelly is a horrible candidate, and therefore I support him to be the conservative's choice on February 21st. Why do I think he sucks, even PT? Because he was already, even with the incumbency of a Scott Walker appointment and getting on the court prior. I mean, he had a four-year warm-up. Incumbents always win, unless they're contemptuous bastards like Dan Kelly. Guy got smoked in a spring election by 163,000 votes. Hagedorn won his seat by 5,600.
But you saw the Oppo on... So you're basing it on history. But did
I've
you
met
see the
man.
On Darrell?
I've met the man, PT. I've met the man.
Yeah, yeah.
To know right. him is well, to find him contemptuous and not want to vote for the guy.
So I have a little saying for you. You can take PT out of Wisconsin, but you can't take Devil Radio out of PT.
Because nice.
I am tuned into dialing up your radio station around, I think, 2 o'clock. Is that? Yeah, 2 o'clock here.
Pacific time. Yeah, yeah baby. So, 2 o'clock Pacific.
Yeah, yeah.
Leftist coast.
And your app is working swell. Really, really nice. You know, it used to be have a few kinks in it. No more. It's beautiful. So I really enjoy that. Anyways, have a good weekend, guys. All right?
Thanks, PT.
Appreciate
you too, man.
The kind words. Now we save all the kinky for the host. And I love when people listen to us on the Civic Media app, Dom, you know, because I can kind of sort of keep tabs on them. I am keeping tabs on our audience.
It's kind of creepy, man.
Sort of reverse stalkerish, you know, not like specifically. But when you know you got a guy like PT listing in Portland, right? There's a dot on Portland right now. I can look. So first and foremost, shout out to Victoria, Australia.
All right.
Our most distant listener. Someone's been listening for like 90 minutes or more. Great radio. They've enjoyed.
And then I saw someone in Wisconsin. I'm like, I'm unfamiliar with that part of Wisconsin. We're from Wisconsin. We originate here. And I don't know every small town, but I start dialing in on this little dot, and I see red granite, and I keep dialing in, and I'm a little concerned, and I'd like to shout out to whoever's listening to us in the bottom of the red granite quarry off Highway 21. I feel like we should send help. Like someone was like out for a jog, or, you know, more likely with our audience, you know, maybe walking the dog or something. Dog starts chasing a rabbit. Next thing you know, one of our fans is in the bottom of the red granite quarry right now, Dom. If that is you and you're doing okay, please call us. Otherwise, local authorities in the Red Granite, Wisconsin area, check on our friend at the quarry. The rest of you, 844-967-2789. We got friends everywhere, Dom. Like to think.
All over the place.
Let's go back to the phones. Why does CJ keep calling us then? I just stumped CJ. Cleared off the line. The guy's wasted my phone lines. Let's go to Terry from Columbia Heights, Minnesota, perhaps listening on 950 AM, the progressive voice of Minnesota, KTNF.
Hey, Terry.
Hi there, Don. I want to tell you something. I listen to you guys religiously every day. This is the one show that I have to listen to every day. And I just got one question to ask. Could you tell me, is CJ's initials, do they stand for cranky jerk?
It's Clay something, but yeah, it could be.
Yeah,
could
there's be. Also we could come up with all sorts of things that stands for Terry. That some of them may not be appropriate for the airwaves.
It's like he gets himself worked up into a lather for radio's sake, you know, because you meet the guy and he's not so bad. He's not so bad.
Well, every time I listen to him, and you know, if he had an argument that was intelligent, it'd be something. But every time I listen to him, he just. I mean, there's just nothing there. Terry, you guys shoot him down every time.
Well, Terry, he might be getting paid by, like, the local Republican Party. So, like, he comes and he stirs up our conversation, pulls us away from something more important. And then every time the next caller says CJ, I think he gets, like, a quarter in his tip. Well,
you know, that makes a lot of sense. So, see, that's why I listen to you guys. You can clear things up for me right away, see?
Well, whatever his motive, Terry, it's pretty low rent.
Well, you guys do a fantastic job, and like I said, I have to listen to you every day.
Well, Terry, you got excellent taste, apparently. Thanks, sir. Every day. That's all we ask. You know, we used to ask about 30% more, but now we just ask 2 hours every day, Monday through Friday.
Yes, we give everybody a break. All you got to do is 2 hours.
If you're not getting all of us in your local market, well, there's a Civic Media app. And we got this new Madison Mad Radio brand. I recommend you listen to us here. That's what all the cool kids are doing. That's the very first one. But you can listen to us all across the network because, Dom, I don't know if we're worldwide, but that dude in Australia thinks we're cool. And so does, I hope, a fine fan in the bottom of the
So you can get on the app and you can pick like which station you want to stream some.
Oh, absolutely.
So if you're like WAUK in Waukesha here, you could just click on that, and then that would gauge, that'd be that channel, because like, there's different programming at different times on different stations.
Yeah,
right?
we got a lot of programming in common, but there are a lot of differentiated programs, and we try to bring local content in each market. And don't forget, tomorrow, man, we got the Cripes Cast rolling out at noon all across the network. And also, first time, if you didn't hear, the Gravedigger with our friend Earl Ingram. I got to see a little of it live when they were taping it. It's going to play out tomorrow, 1 o'clock, across the Civic Media Network. That and the Raised in the Wisco, those three shows, all worth a listen. Start at 11, then 12, then 1, and then Devil's Advocates again on Monday. 4 to 6, that's all we ask. 2 hours each day.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. Senators getting a classified briefing tomorrow on the unknown objects the U.S. military shot down over the weekend.
There's somewhat bipartisan reaction. We've heard from lawmakers who want to know what these objects are, right? The White House, the Pentagon, they will only go as far as to call them objects. And we've heard from lawmakers who say that is just not good enough. They're pressing the administration for answers.
ABC's Jay O'Brien. Syria has agreed to open two additional border crossings to let aid reach areas of the country affected by last week's earthquake. Deaths there and in Turkey now surpassing 37,000. The Environmental Protection Agency workers warning members of Congress that agency faces serious staffing shortages. It could slow the rollout of climate initiatives, part of the bipartisan infrastructure law, and Inflation Reduction Act. The FAA looking into a December United flight that dropped to within 800 feet of the ocean after taking off from Maui. This is ABC News.
Fox Valley regional and state news and commentary for us to find common ground. Civic Media.
This is Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio. We've interviewed two of the progressive state Supreme Court candidates and asked them about law schools and the choice by the two conservative candidates to attend Regent University, a school started and run by TV preacher Pat Robertson. Here's Milwaukee County Judge and Marquette Law School grad Janet Protasewicz.
I don't know why someone would choose to go there unless you have views that really align with the views that they have. And I think Pat Robertson, you know, formed that with that Christian, you know, network. The fact that the two of them went to Regent University obviously raises some red flags for me.
Dane County Judge Everett Mitchell said the choice of school matters less than what you do with it, and he's proud of his UW education.
I think my education at UW shaped me because the theme of UW is law in action. Right? What does a law look like and how do you put the law in action so it can work for people?
Up North News Radio, weekday mornings, 6 to 8.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing, advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Devil's Advocates, rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Friday Happier Happy Hour, rolling through it, taking your Friday grievances right up in here at 844-967-2789. Dom, I got new headlines, but I'm going to jump David from Atlanta ahead in the line. I tell you, man, they're listening worldwide. Welcome, David.
Hey, David.
What do you got for us?
Hey, Gertie. Hey, Don. I just called to, you mentioned that you could see that there was people out here with, well, I'm actually in Woodstock, Georgia. I'm not in what's-her-name's district.
Good for you.
She's close, though. I think she started in Marietta, and she got kind of booted out was something I was listening to the other day. But she's like near Rome, Georgia. But yeah, no. But I mean, we all, you know, we had the Herschel thing. So I started listening to you guys with WCPT, and then you did this app thing. So yeah, it's groovy. I enjoy the program almost every day.
Dude, I can see you. I see you, man. Not only can I hear you, David, I can like see a blue dot on the map kind of outside Atlanta there.
Well, I'm in a park. I walk here every afternoon. It's beautiful.
You're not the guy in the bottom of the quarry in Red Granite, are you?
No.
I've seen some of those quarries around here. They're too much. But yeah, no, I'm from Detroit, but I've lived down here for 30 years.
I won't hold David. I won't hold the Detroit part against you, David.
Oh man, you're my best friend now, David. Right, from Motown. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Hey, David, what the hell's going on in Georgia, dude? Part. I mean, how does Marjorie Taylor Greene? I mean, is it that split up down there? Is it how does she get elected again?
Yeah, no, it's really bad. Like where I live is north of Atlanta. It's close to Kennesaw, Marietta. Very, you know, very white, very, totally all Republicans driving these great big, huge, gigantic pickup trucks, you know, four wheel drive. And, you see a lot of the idiotic flags and it's bad around here. You just kind of there was a guy at the Kroger the other day, he had a, you know, F Biden hat and, he wanted reparations from everybody that, something about Biden on his T-shirt, but you know the hat at the Kroger. I said to my wife, you know, I shouldn't have said something to him. Hey, nice hat. You know, like I liked his hat just to hear what he had to say. But it's really bad, you know. But you know, you just gotta lay low and keep your mouth shut. You know, the vast majority of people are Republican.
You know, David.
I mean, most. Go ahead.
Well, I prefer to hear more about your Republican neighbors, but I just wanted to mention, I know that you're on the north side of Central Park, but I actually prefer Renaissance Park there, just down Linden, and then you take the left.
Weird, man.
That is a little creepy, sort of NSA-like, isn't it, David?
Oh, you can see exactly where I am?
I can. Yes, sir. Well, now that you told me you're at the park, I yeah. Zoomed in on the park and I could see you. You're right off Linden Avenue there, sir.
No, it's Town Lake Parkway. You must be over on the other side. Town Lake Parkway, this is a beautiful development, golf courses, you know, nice homes. I've lived here for, you know, I built my house, you know, I've lived here for a long time. It's a beautiful area. My wife's a teacher. She can walk to school. It's nice. Living in Georgia is nice, except for, you know, all the loonies. But, you know, little by little, you know, we're seeing, you know, we got our friend Warnock.
Yeah, man, you guys have really stepped up, and I look forward to more of Georgia stepping up. Fani Willis, man, district attorney.
Are you in Fulton County? Yeah.
Fulton County. I mean, what are your thoughts there, man? What are people saying?
I don't really, you know, talk to many people, but I try not to bring it up amongst people because I don't want, I'm an independent contractor and I can't be, you know, get involved, you know, with, because occasionally I do slip and say something and, you know, I open up a can of worms. I'm like, oh damn, you know, so I got to back off, you know, and pretend like, yeah, you know, it's not that bad. Yeah. Right. You know, go out and puke, you know, but it's like, you know, it's crazy. I mean, I have very intelligent, very wealthy people that, you know, that vote for, well, obviously Kemp, you know, because these people are like, you know, what is that one general, what's the thing, one heartbeat away, not heartbeat, you know what I'm saying? There's a phrase, I can't think of it. I'm
David, off. Let me ask you one quick question. Do you perceive yourself to be really good at what you do? Then let your freak flag fly, baby man. Let the chips fall. If you're good at what you do professionally, you shouldn't have to worry about your personal ideology. And I know that's a thing.
Yeah, well, no, I'm not going
to. I used to work in mortgage banking with a bunch of Republicans, dude, and I was the only blue guy in the office. And I never forgot who I was. You got to be proud being the only sane one on the block.
Yeah, well, actually, there's a law firm, and somehow they caught wind, and they're like, they were talking about, you know, oh yeah, they start talking about guns and stuff like that, and they knew, you know, they knew, you know, obviously my political leanings, and like every time I showed up at this law firm, they'd be, oh yeah, they'd bring something up, and you know, I mean, it's indefensible, and it's insulting to somebody that actually, you know, thinks about stuff, you know, me.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, I mean.
See, David, I didn't factor in that you might actually want to have gainful employment in the future. The prior advice I gave you, sir.
Yeah. You know, so it's crazy. But, I mean, it's all good. I mean, I think little by little, you know, because they're so outrageous on the other side, people are like, these guys are ridiculous. I mean, like, what did you see just yesterday or whatever with Boebert and, you know, yelling at the Twitter people? She sounded like a high school kid.
Yeah. You know, Larry the Cable Guy said she sounded like a crazy ex-girlfriend heckling, like the comedian on stage, but like the ex-girlfriend's there. And David, thank you so much for listening to the what some describe as the greatest radio show ever. Tell your friends around the Atlanta area. And then you got some cover. Then I don't know which dot is you. You know, don't keep us a secret. Tell people.
Tell your Republican friends, man. We'll take all callers. We'll convert them. We'll help you, David.
We got people listening down in like Gainesville, Florida, all across the Texas. You know, it's wonderful to see all the little dots. We're growing down. We're like a fungus growing across the nation.
That's one way to
We're
look at it.
Spreading.
Pardon me.
Well, I like to think good ideas spread.
Well, I mean, sure, the truth helps. Some fun conversation, a little banter here and there. I think that certainly helps. But you know, you got to be of the mindset to want to hear something different. I mean, if you're in your silo and you're the Fox Newsy, and you know you got your money, you got your place, and you got your pad, and you're comfortable, and you don't think about, you know, other people, other things. You know, the empathy maybe isn't there, or the experience isn't necessarily there. You know, you're maybe apt to stay in those lanes. But, you know, sometimes life gives you a jerk and it pulls you off your lane and it forces you to see other things. And I think that's a nice thing about it. I mean, if you think you got it all figured out, what's life worth living? You keep on rolling, man. You got to learn new things, experience new things. Travel a bit, man. You start seeing different cultures. Read. You know, what is it? Reading and traveling. It'll cure the racism, right? It'll cure those things. But if you never leave the three-county area and you're married to your second cousin, it's going to be a little tough, I think.
I got family down in Thomasville, Georgia. That's down on the state line, kind of across the border from Gainesville, Panhandle area. Georgia, I'm sure it's lovely. Never been. Well, I've been there.
I used to drive through all the time. You know, I've had a couple of flights in Atlanta, layovers. When the kids were younger, we used to go to Florida for the spring break. And one time we got stranded with a plane thing. So like, hell this. And you get little kids in the airport. You know, it was just terrible. So we're like, you know what, next year we're driving. So for years, we would just drive down to Florida. I did it as a kid. I'm a road warrior, so it's not a terrible thing for me. But I always remember like driving, I think it was from Georgia going south on like 75, getting into Florida, and you see this, pardon me, you see this big-ass Confederate flag. And it was just, I mean, huge, like you know, the one they got up here at the insurance company up in Sheboygan, you know, a big, big Confederate flag.
In Sheboygan?
Just, no, down in Florida, northern Florida. And so, you know, that's, you know, obviously very prevalent down there. So, you know, I did see, to bring that up, the guy who, the insurrectionist who walked through the Capitol with the with the Confederate flag got sentenced to, what, 3 years?
3 years,
I believe it was.
Baby.
Yeah, 3 years. Now, that guy actually took that Confederate flag and apparently, according to the prosecution, was like jabbing the cops with the pole as a weapon with the Confederate flag. Apparently, he didn't consider you know, the negative racism connotation that came along with carrying the Confederate flag. I guess he just thought it was like the General Lee, and he was just a rebel.
States' rights guy.
Yeah.
Many good people on both sides.
Not so much.
Speaking of the former president, Dom, of course, you know, this is the big Super Bowl weekend. Maybe it's why I'm feeling a little less political, a little more lighthearted. Although I might be traveling this weekend. We'll see. A little work travel, perhaps. But you know who's doing a little Friday afternoon quarterbacking? Why, it's former President Donald Trump.
Oh, no.
And he's not attacking the teams about to contest on the field. He's not attacking the Eagles or the Chiefs. He's going after Rihanna, probably because she's black.
Right, and female. Uh-huh.
So, you know, two of his favorite things, black female. Here is the headline at The Hill. This one merited coverage at thehill.com. Trump attacks Rihanna ahead of the Super Bowl. Without her stylist, she'd be nothing. Now, more ironic words have never been spoken. This guy, have you looked in the mirror, sir? We talk about the fact he projects, but Rihanna's got real talent. She's got Grammys. Rihanna can sing her ass off. You, President Trump, just have a really bad...
No, remember as towards the end of the 2020 election when he was starting to freak out on stage and he started doing his little dances? You might remember that weird Trump dance thing?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah.
So strange.
Well, it's very similar to every white stepdad you ever saw chaperoning the middle school dance, Dom.
Daddy-daughter dance.
Trump's post, apparently Trump posting against Rihanna, you know... Trump's post came in response to a post on social media from Rep. Ronnie Jackson. What? How the hell did that guy go from being the White House physician to President Barack Obama to declaring? Didn't he declare Trump like fittest president ever
of all time? Was that him? I don't remember now.
He might have fallen after. You know, but I mean, I thought they called him like Dr. Feelgood at the White House, Dom. And then he got elected as a Republican rep from Texas. But if you're comparing the health profiles of Barack Obama, who I understand, Dom, occasionally sneaks a cigarette, and Donald Trump, come on, man. Come on. Anyways, Rihanna and Trump have clashed before. She won a legal victory over Trump in 2018 when her performing rights company, Broadcast Music Incorporated, informed the then president he could no longer use her music at his rallies. So he was just, what, appropriating her music? And she wanted to, well, she just said stop, cease and desist. After a Washington Post reporter tweeted that her music was blaring at a rally in Tallahassee, Rihanna responded, "Not for much longer. Me nor my people would ever be at or around one of those tragic rallies." Wish we could say the same, Dom.
I know you keep dragging me to them. A crudy little flashback. Dr. Ronnie Jackson, the presidential physician, gushed about Trump's health during a briefing at the White House, touting the president's good genes, how he did exceedingly well on his cognitive test, and his excellent cardiac health.
Man, woman, camera,
television,
devil's advocates. Come back with us. Last segment for your grievances. Dial them up. 844-96-PARTY.
Like you'll go person, woman, man.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit managerbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
The Devil's Advocates.
Aaron Mostovsky, who rioted at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, was dressed as Captain Caveman. QAnon shaman meets Law and Order?
Right. I mean, he pulled it off a whole lot better than Aaron Mostovsky.
Well, let me read a quote from the judge in this case. "I hope you'll leave some of this fantasy world behind." Mostovsky was sentenced to 8 months in prison.
Looking at the guy, he might be one who loses his mattress on the first day.
Breaking news.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Let it slip, it, cup it, check. Talk to doctor now and share.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration. Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows dip down to about 30 tonight under clear skies, southerly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow. Highs level off around 49, cloudy skies expected. Overcast skies tomorrow night, scattered rain showers likely, lows around 39. 1 to 3 inches of snow Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 40.
Meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 43 degrees.
Music lovers from the streets of the world.
The Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the back of the class.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of this gorgeous Friday. You can be a part, 844-967-2789.
Thomas, I'm checking up on our audience listening to us on the Civic Media app. Geez. You know, like a stalky neighbor. Asked you out once, you said no, and he kept peering through his windows every time you left the house. I'm that guy right now, Dom. I got to tell you, I'm concerned about another one of our audience members. So I'm seeing another dot in Wisconsin, unfamiliar place. I'm like, what's up there? Oxford, Wisconsin. Seems quite nice. Wisconsin Highway 82 runs through it, kind of going east-west. And there's a little round lake called Oxford Lake. And about 40 feet, maybe 100 feet from shore, I'm not sure how big Oxford Lake is, there's a dot that would seem to indicate somebody's listening to us in Oxford Lake.
Well, maybe they're doing a little ice fishing, man.
Maybe somebody lost their cell phone down a walleye hole. If you are out ice fishing on Oxford Lake, either call us or text us, please, at 844-967-2789. Make sure you assure our audience you're on the correct side of the ice. I'm a little worried, man. We got a guy in the quarry and red granite and somebody in the lake in Oxford.
We just have very adventuresome listeners, man.
They take that's us with the Civic right. Media app.
One more headline, then back to the phones. 844-96 Party Crudy. Raw Story reporting a January 6th rioter who became famous for posting video footage of himself smoking a joint on the Capitol steps has demonstrated a complete lack of remorse for his actions. Federal prosecutors allege in a memo asking the court to sentence him to more than 2 months in prison as evidence.
What's the crime? Is it the weed smoking or being on the Capitol steps?
Yeah, he was the rioter. He was one of the rioters. He was charged illegally entering a restricted building, disorderly conduct, impeding government business, disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds, unlawful picketing, and obstruction of Congress. He pled not guilty in April of 21, but accepted a deal. Apparently, they want to do like 2 months. But as their evidence of him showing a complete lack of remorse, Crudy, they cited his Facebook post in the aftermath of the attack. I'm damn proud I was there, the post read. For those of you calling for an investigation, why don't you try investigating these nuts with your chin? So, asking
the
for...
The ever clever these nuts. Oh, jeez.
Oh, yes. Yep.
That sounded... No remorse, Dan. No regret.
No, I think there's no remorse there.
So what do you what could he be subject to? What could be, you know what I mean? Like if he's not getting the 2 months, he's getting 2 years?
No, I think they're asking for the 2 months. There's apparently a deal going on here, and part of that deal is what, the 2 months? So we'll see. We'll see.
Let's go to the phones. We'll see who's there at 844-967-2789. That guy's still in the lake at Oxford, Dom. Rico from Rock County, man. Stay off the ice.
What's up, Rico?
Holy. The only ice is in my glass, man.
Yeah. That's the kind of ice. It's the happier happy hour at Rico's house.
Yeah. Hey, we need a, you know, guys, I think we need a balloon committee. I think we got to have a balloon. We need a balloon committee. And for once, I kind of agree with CJ. You know what? Biden is brilliant. He not only pulled that brilliant okey-doke on him on the Social Security issue, he kind of let a little something slip, CJ. It's 2023. Let's think about 2033. Do you think, just think for a little bit here, CJ, I'm only asking for a few seconds of your time. Do you think electric cars might have figured into that 10-year, and maybe Joe just kind of let that cat out of the bag? Just think about it. That's just food for thought, you know. Something for you to chew on tonight while you're sitting there in the basement, you know. Just wonder if 10 years from now the electric cars don't make a difference. And he did walk the statement back, too, by the way. He did.
It's an observational criticism. I get it. I thought it was perhaps more of a slip. But 10 years, I mean, some of these major auto companies are dedicating themselves that within 10 years they're going to move away from internal combustion engines.
Dom, you missed the point. And at the time, in real time, I'm like, oh, that's a gaffe, Joe. You know, that's not the first Joe Biden gaffe, but don't argue with the Republicans over the viability of the Green New Deal through the concept of 10 more years of oil and petrol production, right? Because I'm like, oh, man, 10 years. Stop arguing that fight. Stop fighting
right?
Well, and then three times he went back to that. He was baiting them, Dom. I didn't see it in real time. But after the fact, in retrospect, by the time they got to the Social Security argument, right? They were ready. They were ready to call Joe Biden a liar. They wanted to call Joe Biden a liar. And then he pulled him in. He already had him in his clutches. And then he all, in unison, made the entire Republican caucus stand up and celebrate. He's recently found advocacy to never cut Social Security or Medicare. I think it was brilliant, dude. That
glorious. It was glorious.
That might have been Joe's best. I told you, I got a Republican buddy, very political, who said that was the most strategic thing he has ever seen. Giving Joe Biden a hell of a lot of credit, more than you ever do.
Well, I mean, yes, but good credit goes to Joe Biden, no doubt. But, I mean, look at the people he played. I mean, we were talking about it before. Do you think they're going to be hooting and hollering? I mean, this was a hooting and hollering crowd, man. It wasn't. I don't think as hard as it normally would have been to, you know, pull people into such a game.
I bet they were playing a little three card Monty in the back. 844-967-2789. Some of the last grievances of the day. Our pal Wisco Paul. He's got a moniker. Welcome, Paul. What do you got for us?
Hey, Bully.
Hey, good afternoon, Devils. Nice show today.
Not a great show, just sort of a fair to middling, mailed it in kind of show.
Ah, nice. You know, nice. It was nice. It wasn't great. It wasn't terrible. It was nice.
Yeah. Okay, I'll go with that. Hey, the GOP is never happy. They're never happy about anything. Hey, I got a quick one. I know you guys talked about it several months ago, but my grievance is against Merrick Garland not taking on the Trump conviction or whatever himself and hiring a special prosecutor to do it. The man's running for president again, for goodness sakes, and it doesn't seem to be going anywhere. I don't know what's the deal with Merrick Garland.
Hang on now, Paul. Let me talk you off the ledge here. We only got a few seconds left. Come on, man. Jack Smith laying the lumber down. We announced it yesterday. Former Vice President Pence, he's going to be under oath. He's subpoenaed. I mean, that's like the last guy you talk to before you make a decision to potentially indict.
Dominic, the relaunch, like a phoenix from the ashes, outside the pizza box, coming up at 7 o'clock. Originally, right here from WMAD. No, that's not us. WMDX. Mad Radio. And Native Roots Radio. Don't forget, Charlie Behrens and the Grave Digger, noon and 1 o'clock Saturday.
You are never. Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CVB Green Bay.